Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
Like, most of the time I'm not podcasting. I'm just walking around.
Yeah.
Shuffling my feet, kicking rocks.
Yeah.
Mm. Nah. You're not thinking about a trackpad or whatever.
I'm not thinking about iPhone. I'm not thinking about nothing.
That's good. Well, welcome to Fuck This Place with Chase and Nick, the podcast about jobs. My name's Chase.
I'm Nick, and with us today is our first ever returning guest.
That's right.
One of the most popular guests we've ever had.
Of all time.
That's not true.
100% true.
That's true.
100%. Really?
A lot of good feedback.
Yeah, a lot of good feedback.
I mean, we would have brought you back anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Good
we
feedback have told you. Or like
people text
good
me.
Numbers?
The numbers?
People text you? Yeah. Do they know me?
Some of them.
They text you. They didn't text me.
Well, I'm sorry. It was like my sister.
I literally haven't heard shit about being on your podcast.
I cannot believe how hard it is to give you a compliment. This is fucking insane.
Because I don't believe it. Like, I'm tired of this Hollywood blowing smoke up your ass type shit.
That is what we are known for here at the Fuck This Place podcast.
I was watching Beyond the Mat today, and there's this wrestler. I forgot his name.
Just a second. It's Jason Webb, by the way.
Yeah,
Jason Webb is here.
Yeah, it's Jason Webb.
Yeah, go ahead.
Beyond the Mat, and there's this wrestler who's ball-headed, but he, like, cuts himself to make himself bleed, and it's just scarred his whole forehead.
I don't
it
like
looks
that.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy, the director of this documentary, gets him a casting audition or whatever, and the casting director's like, yeah, I can see him as a leading man. I'm like, not with that monstrosity on his forehead, dude. Are you crazy?
Yeah, he's
leading man. Denzel Washington doesn't have facial scarring on his forehead.
Yeah, he's a Danny Trejo type, you know. Like, he could be maybe some kind of, like, bunch of goons.
Yeah, he can own some taco and donut shops.
No, but Danny Trejo gets work in Hollywood.
Yeah, he does, but like, his donuts are, I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about them.
They're trash?
But
I've never been.
Have you ever had the tacos?
I haven't had the tacos.
Tacos are good.
I heard they were good. Yeah.
The tacos are good, but it's also like they're tacos. What the
sure,
fuck,
yeah,
you,
sure,
what the
yeah,
fuck
yeah,
could you do wrong?
Yeah. Well, like when I went into this, it just opened as his donut shop, and I go in, and there's probably four donuts.
Mm.
Like it look and like more t-shirts than donuts in the whole place. And I was like, this isn't a great donut.
Yeah, that's fine.
But coffee was fine, so that's good.
Okay, that's good.
Let's set the parameters of what's going on.
Yeah, what is going on?
So we're doing basically a bonus episode, which is an idea that Chase and I have had for some time now.
Mm.
But we're kind of forcing it right now because Los Angeles is currently under this coronavirus
situation.
Like, yeah.
We're not quarantined yet.
Yeah, we're not, but they keep telling us that we're not far from it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, but if you are quarantined, and we're also we're sort of social distancing, even though there's three of us in the same room. We're 17 feet apart, each and every one of us.
I haven't been taking it as seriously as I should.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
We texted about this.
Yeah, you often talk about just walking around in the woods.
Yeah, dude, sometimes I just go out in the woods and just see if I can get ticks.
So we're going to talk some coronavirus stuff, but we're trying to figure out a format. If you have feedback, by the way, you can text 470-BAD-JOBS and tell us about what you think about
you
returning guests.
You have a phone number?
That's right.
Man.
That's where some places where we get feedback, although none of them texted about you. But
oh, thank you. See, now that's the truth.
No, I'm just saying, I have gotten messages specifically about your episode when it came out. Like, it was super funny and they really liked it.
Yeah.
Again, there also some of them are people who kind of know, like my sister. She's seen you do stand up before. She she thinks you're funny.
Have I met your sister?
Yeah, at a show or something.
She blonde?
She's, yeah, like a dirty blonde, like kind of like me, but a little blonder. Shout out to Amy, big fan of the pod. And
Amy!
And we're going to talk some coronavirus, but we're also going to do a kind of twist on our opening segment, which is normally called Fuck This Place, but this is called Fuck This Place Professional, where we
I thought it was Fuck This Place as in like an exclamation mark, but it's a question mark?
The opening segment is Fuck This Place question mark. The podcast is
because we might like the job. Sometimes we like the job.
Sometimes we do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Off of Craigslist?
Yeah. Sometimes we find some cool ones.
But this is Fuck This Place.
Did you ever apply to one? one?
No, we've not done that, no. Dude.
Dude, that should be the bonus episode, is you apply and go into the interview and like...
go for it.
Yeah, just go for it. Have yourself mic'd up.
We've talked about getting a field reporter.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'm familiar. Yeah.
Jason's got a death wish. He'll do it.
Yeah, I'll go in there just coughing, spitting up stuff.
So Fuck This Place Professional is not on Craigslist. It's on a professional network. This is Indeed. Mm-hmm. We're going to be looking at Indeed and LinkedIn.
This is bougie.
It's bougie. Mm-hmm. These jobs are real jobs with like real money behind them, some of them.
This isn't just about picking up heavy things in the sun anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So that's what we'll do for returning guests is a Fuck This Place Professional.
Okay.
So I'm going to read three job titles, all of them from Indeed, and then you'll tell me the one you don't want to look at, and we'll look at the other two.
Okay.
So the first one is humbly confident public relations manager.
Pass.
Well, hold on. Number two is studio manager, but vague. And the last one, extremely vague, is help wanted.
I'm going to go with help wanted.
For sure.
Cool.
And studio manager.
Okay, all right. So you really did not want to go with humbly confident public relations manager.
Yeah,
that's
I just
fine.
Feel like I couldn't get that job. Just
well, sure, 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 sure. Well, that's the kind of the point
we
of...
We can't get these jobs.
That's kind of the point of all of the professionals. I think we're eventually going to shoot for the C-suite. Like I'm talking.
Can I get the full title again?
Yeah, the full title is humbly confident public relations manager.
And we should stress, these are not going to be... as poorly written outright hilarious as the Craigslist ones.
Yeah, these people want someone, for real. And
all right, let's go with the humble one.
Okay.
And then let's go with help one, because I'm just curious.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at humble first, then. Mm-hmm. So humbly confident public relations manager.
Ooh, that's a lot to
it's
read.
It's a ton of text.
Oh, man, these Indeed ones are...
It's like they wrote the Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably, like, put 3 hours into it for no reason.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is definitely the case with these, super professional...
They printed it out. It's all laminated and shit.
And we'll figure... we'll figure it out. Like, maybe we're going to end up, I don't know, figuring out a way to, like, change this game. But for now...
Have you ever used a laminator?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those things are fun.
They're amazing.
Really? I've never used one.
Oh, dude, man.
I love cutting some laminates.
Yeah. Especially just like, I mean, they really, especially if you get the thick shit, like they're really good shit.
Yeah, like the good teacher shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You just take those sharp scissors and they just...
Yeah, it just glides.
That sounds satisfying. Yeah.
Dude, that should be ASMR. I would watch that.
I'm sure it already is.
Mm-hmm. It has to be. If not, let's Google it after this.
Yeah, okay, good. Because we can't Google it during. We've done that,
the episode.
Okay.
If you watch videos, it's a MacBook from the 2014. Anyway, so it says humbly confident public relations manager for, and I think the company's called You Need a Budget. Has anyone heard of this before?
You Need a Budget?
You Need a Budget.
What?
It's a budgeting app.
Mint or something?
Yeah, like Mint. But okay. I think you actually pay, like it's one that you pay for because it's like good. You know what I mean? Like Mint tries to do it for free and then they're like, well, you can pay us more. But like, I think you need a budget is not, I don't know that. All I know is it's a budgeting app. So.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, great. So it says, at You Need a Budget, we build the world's best budgeting software. But teaching people how to get control of their money and changing lives one budget at a time... gag is what gets us up in the morning.
I have multiple budgets.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right. What do you mean?
I mean,
don't you have one unifying budget with multiple budgets within that budget?
You mean you have like a tobacco budget and like a groceries budget?
I have separate
that's a budget.
Accounts. Like,
well, sure.
Like I have my check go into one account, pays all the bills. Then I have one for just like fucking around money.
Yeah.
And then I have my stocks and stuff.
I would say your budget is what. Well, just managing.
Yeah, but then everybody just has one budget then.
Well, yeah.
Then why are they saying one budget at a time? Okay, go ahead.
One budget at a time per person is what
okay.
They're talking about like, actually, you know what? I don't know. You're right.
It's insane to go
recruiting person for this fucking
thing. We'll handle your groceries, damn it. We're not doing anything else.
Okay, it says, over the years, we've slowly gained some notoriety. The good kind. But there are still a whole lot of people who have never heard of us, and that's a budgeting shame. Don't like the tone to begin with.
Uh-uh.
It's a little too, what's the word, convivial?
I don't, like, these type of jobs, like, I hate how they try to brainwash you into wanting to work there.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I don't want to work anywhere, you son of a bitch.
the pay has to be good, benefits.
Uh-huh. What do I
I'll shovel shit.
If those two things are good, okay. Who gives a fuck about doing good for the... Like,
well, you could imagine. If these people... I'm not trying to defend these people. Why am I on their side right now? But if they're looking for a media person, like, theoretically, maybe that kind of personality would get off on this kind of, like... Mm-hmm. What's the word?
Easily brainwashable?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a term.
They're romancing here. It says, we're looking for a natural storyteller, connector, and media whisperer.
I think I could do this job.
Okay, so with years of public relations experience to help us raise our profile, you have experience working with influencers and understand that bigger isn't always better, but also that sometimes it is.
You're confusing
me. You're flexible like that. In fact, while reading the last two sentences, you began making a mental list of people you'd want to connect with right out of the gate.
Fuck, no. What is this guy talking about?
This person is saying, we want somebody that knows famous people.
Yes.
So we can get them to...
We need, like, The Rock's assistant to want this job.
Yeah, yeah.
Talked a lot about The
Do
Rock.
Do you know Will Smith? That should be the title of this one. Do you know Will Smith? We got a job.
Or any of his children? Yeah. This is, like, this does smack of the sound of... PR people. Like, PR people have a certain kind of, like, you can tell they're lying, but it still sounds really good.
Yeah.
But, like, not like a snake oil salesman, but just sort of
it's
like this,
snake
like,
oil.
It is, but it's a different kind.
Snake oil in a nice suit.
Yeah, it's diet, you know, it's snake oil. Mm-hmm. You see opportunities all around you, and the thought of cold calling a potential partner and pitching a potential project or campaign sounds thrilling.
Yeah, nothing like a cold call to somebody that doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, 100%. And I really mean this. If the sound of cold calling sounds thrilling, get the fuck out of PR and get into straight up sales because you will kill.
You'll make more money for sure.
If you're thinking, where is the challenge in that? I may even get an invite to the wedding.
What?
You might just
what?
Be our person. Yeah,
what
this
wedding?
Is psychopath shit. Yeah,
what
yeah,
wedding? Yeah. Whose wedding?
I think they mean the wedding to the cold call.
I don't think that's going to happen, sir.
what do you think?
Could you put me on the guest list?
I don't think so either.
What do you think this office is like to walk around this office?
It has to just be.
Do you think it's all miserable people and then whoever wrote this post is walking around
is
all
the
chipper
one happy
and shit?
One?
No, yeah. I think everybody's exactly like this.
I think I would actually say, I would guess.
They're all just lightly kissing each other on the mouth. good morning to you.
You know, I think that there's something lighthearted about these people, but I don't know if I would trust it. You know what I mean? It's kind of that, like, maybe it's that vibe of, like, it's cool, man, but you better fucking do it or you're fired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, hey, we're chill, but also, like, never cross me or I'll kill your children.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'd rather people be straight up like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, sure.
There's something to respect about that.
Yeah, if someone's like straight up be like, yeah, I'm like, you better fucking do your job.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can skip a little text here. And let's say, okay, if you're the right person for the job, you'll have the following experience and or quality. So this is like an actual list. Experience in public relations, influencer marketing, affiliate marketing, referral marketing, and or partner marketing. Who knows what those things are?
I know what affiliate marketing is, I think.
Yeah, it's like when you pay, like, paid links. Is that affiliate marketing?
Yeah, something like that.
Influencer marketing is like paying influencers on Instagram or wherever to, like, hawk your product.
Yeah.
Referral is basically, I don't know what that is. I know referral, like, sales. Anyway.
It might be the same thing.
And then partner marketing, I guess, is when you just team up with other people.
Yeah.
A sense of humor and the ability to think on your feet. This sounds like improv, which isn't a requirement, but how awesome is improv?
Oh, fuck, dude. This is the devil.
I will take a dagger with me on the first step.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Stab everybody I see.
I will say, if you live in Los Angeles, and these people do, because this is a Los Angeles Indeed post.
I bet
to
they
not,
do.
To unironically mention improv has got to be one of the top sins of any written form of communication.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't even know if I consider it an art form. Because I've, like, you know, like, you've seen bad paintings, but even bad paintings can be good. But bad improv is just like, I'm wasting my life.
Yeah.
Like,
and so are they.
Yeah, and so are they.
And that's,
like,
that's what hurts. That's,
like,
what hurts the most to me.
Going to improv, watching an improv show, there's probably only 6 good improvisers in LA.
In the world.
Yeah, and so if you're not watching those 6.
Yeah.
And it's like you feel sad the whole time.
Below the top 1%. It's like it's like if you went to a Cirque du Soleil show that had none of the people who
Cirque. Just a girl with a hula hoop.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So not great. That's not. I honestly.
Do you think the guy who wrote this is already dead from Corona? There's no doubt in my mind that this person will get Corona.
A lot of optimism. A little too much optimism.
Yeah.
It's a very good point.
He's going to be all goofy on his deathbed. All silly while he's dying.
We're just like, how great is improv? Did you guys make it to that show? Okay, we'll skip to the last two bullet points. Natural bridge builder that can help him make connections, build consensus, and invite collaboration. Sounds like a lot of bullshit there. Yeah. Excellent time management skills, which make juggling multiple projects, priorities, and pitches look easy. How come they didn't talk about the circus at the end of that one?
Yeah, they should have. But it sounds like they're going to throw a ton of shit at you and expect you to get everything done, and you're not going to have enough time.
Correct. And because it's such a nebulous job, it will not look like they're throwing a lot of shit at you, even to you. You'll be like, that'll be fine. And then all of a sudden, you are fucking buried.
Yeah, I feel like this is also a job where it seems like everyone else has an abundance of time to hang out.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like super stressed. And it's just like, hey, what's up, Mitchell? Oh, you get those reports done? Because we're going to go down to do some karaoke middle of the day.
Yeah, they're not stressed because they don't have any of that work to do. Yeah. And for some reason,
they're outsourcing it to this person.
That's what I'm saying. They've like gotten rid of the work. Yeah.
This guy's like never wearing a jacket. Just slacks and a tie.
So there's a next section that says who you'd be working with. And then it starts right away. Lindsay and the gang. And I want to say Lindsay.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck Lindsay. Fuck that gang.
The gang is capitalized. So I'm sure that they're referred
to. What if they were the Crips?
Lindsay and her organized crime syndicate.
They're a little wild.
The Latin Kings.
They're a little fucked up, but they get the job done. Lindsay and the gang, a.k.a. the marketing team, a.k.a. just a ragtag but lovable bunch of underdogs who defy the odds.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
I really thought this was
going to say how much this pays?
We're going to get there.
Oh, okay.
I would say that this is definitely living wage. That's the point of fuck this place. Professional.
Oh, okay.
It says they defy the odds, making budgeting software hilarious, emotional, and accessible.
Budgeting software hilarious.
I forgot this
That's
was
what
about
they think
budgeting.
They do. They think they make budgeting software so fucking funny.
Are you spending too much on dildos? We can help.
You know, I bet you like 6 degrees of separation. We know somebody who works for these. You know what I mean? Like some pseudo comedy, whatever. They got hired to like punch up. Weird, like, oh, you're buying too many hot dogs. Like, you want a trip to Germany, like Frankfurt? You know what I mean? Like, the weirdest shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, like, people that write for cooking shows to make them funnier.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, they're like, it's super easy job. Just don't do anything.
Just put a little innuendo in there and a couple of puns, and you're good to go.
Yeah, like, to me, it's like, if you can write a pun, you can work anywhere.
Anywhere. And that, honestly, is where improv starts to pay for itself. okay. I don't know how to even finish it. It said emotional accessible day in and day out, and then in parentheses it says Disney. Are you listening?
Oh,
not a fan.
What does that mean, Disney?
I think it's just like we've done amazing things. Again, it's part of this sort of manic joy that I think that they're trying to portray here, of like, oh, we're carefree, we're fun.
Yeah,
I realize you're at the top of the page.
Well,
there's 16 more
pages
of this.
There's so much. I mean, we're kind of skipping through. So I'm going to finish this section. We love musical theater.
Oh, dude.
Board
what
games.
What the fuck?
Wait. Stand-up comedy.
I don't. Uh-huh. Anybody that's in
and
love
our virginity.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, virginity. The Enneagram, video games and art to varying degrees. I have to read that. And art to varying degrees depending on who you talk to first. Oh, and Ryan likes sports.
Who's Ryan?
Oh my God.
Are they
singled out the one guy who likes sports?
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I guarantee you it's soccer. I guarantee you it's fucking soccer.
This guy owns a pair of cleats. Yeah. For sure. He used to do intramural.
What if it's lacrosse, though? Lacrosse seems like fun. Like watching it,
sure.
Like I've only seen it like twice in my whole life. Mm-hmm. But
it's a white boy European sport.
I feel so bad for Ryan. just because he's got to put up with this. And yeah, like, he's like, casually mentioned once that like his dad's a Green Bay Packers fan.
Yeah.
And they just hold him to that.
They're like, fucking sports dweeb. Run the chops. Learn the lyrics to Hamilton, bitch. Yeah, not good. It's not good. Then it says, our internal Slack channel is so much fun. It has a growing fan base of its own.
No, it doesn't. Slack's really work only.
Really upsetting. Okay, I'm going to keep reading it because we're talking. Now it's just pure gossip. Lindsay, our chief marketing officer, will be the first to delete something very important.
Oh, my Dang. God. I wish they would get super real with this and just be like, Lindsay is such a cunt. Yeah.
Lindsay had sex with my dad. Yeah.
She's a meanie, but I'll tell you what. She turns things in on time.
She cooks fish sticks in the microwave.
Fish sticks. She is most likely to delete something, but is also the first to celebrate your wins, big and small. Ryan, okay, so we're getting back to Ryan. Our digital marketing director will quickly become your lifeline in any type of bracketology-related emergency.
Oh, good.
Okay, so he likes basketball.
So then we got someone for there.
Oh,
also, by
like,
the way, we got bad news for Ryan. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, whenever they posted this, Ryan's had a tough couple days having everything canceled for Corona. Like, there's no March Madness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no tournaments
What's
right now.
What's his bracketology-related emergency going to be about now?
Who he's going to kill first.
Yeah.
And my money's on Lindsay.
And even under website launch level stress, he can sneak in the jokes that make you feel like, if dad's okay, we'll all be okay.
So is Ryan older then, too?
I think maybe just dad jokes.
I think he just likes sports, so they call him dad.
Yeah, I think they just don't like Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Ryan.
Yeah. Here we go. More goss. You'll collaborate a lot with Rachel, who leads out on the blog, possibly from Hawaii, where she's working from an Airbnb for a month or two. She sounds fun-loving and fancy-free.
Rachel's stuck there now, though, because of the quarantine. She lives in Hawaii now.
That's true. Yeah.
And they haven't heard from her in a while.
All she's eating is pineapples.
Yep, and mango. Because she's cool like that. Oh, and we're really they're just naming names. This seems not safe to me.
No, like
you shouldn't be naming people who work at your office.
Yeah, I can call in there and be like, is Ryan there?
Yeah, or like,
you know, the guy likes sports.
I'm like, oh my God, you know him so well. they're just naming names. And Janelle, who is a hilarious brain behind our social media. Of course, there's also Ashley and Hannah, who is like becoming, you know, in a sitcom when everyone just like turns and it's a freeze frame.
This is
what they want it to read like. Ashley and Hannah, who are growing our YouTube channel and basically scream lifestyle partnerships with their very existence. Uh-huh. And then there are awesome teachers, Aaron, Ben, and Kelly, who are building out educational content and self-paced courses that are begging to be discovered by the right verticals and communities. And that's not even everybody.
Sounds like they got a lot of people in this office.
I think it's an app. It's a big deal. I've heard of it before.
I've never heard of it.
Like Mint. I think it's a comparable size.
Okay.
Well, they want to be comparable.
Yeah, Mint's like owned by like TurboTax.
Yeah. So maybe not as big as Mint, but they want to be. Is my guess. I'm just gonna kind of like, let's get to here we go. Live where you want. We're a distributed team. This is good for coronavirus. So you can live and work wherever you want. So this is theoretically a remote position.
Yeah.
Proximity doesn't influence productivity. Taylor, why do we have to know everybody who works here?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
I'm not shaking people's hands.
I've never read anything job posting that had names other than like, oh, your marketing director you'll be interviewing
is Scott.
With.
Is, yeah.
No last
ask
name.
Ask for Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like every job, like I've never heard a name in the first, and then it's not even till like the first or second interview when I hear of any
relevant
other
names
besides the one I'm directly talking to.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like, I do genuinely think, I mean, I know we're reading it on a podcast, but like.
What if you went in and you just knew everything about it? Like you studied like, all right, Rachel does this.
Okay, what if you did that, but then you walked in, all these people were fired. Like it was a whole different, and you were just like, hey, Lindsay. It's like, that girl's Becca. What are you talking about?
The fuck is wrong with you? Ryan, there's more than one person who likes sports here. Taylor, our CTO, again, a new person that we just learned about, was traveling who knows where for a couple of years before he bought a farm.
Was like
Did he die?
Are we doxing him?
He was out killing people.
You think so?
Yeah. Getting out all his
pen. Doing like a full berry?
Yeah.
Up and moved to France for a year? Sure. Todd did that. Don't like France? How about London, where Janelle trotted off to?
Okay, so this is written by a guy who didn't get to do any of this.
Yeah. Yeah, the trotted off to sounds very condescending.
You want to just fuck around and go to Europe for a while like Taylor did when he left me here?
Yeah. They were lovers. They were 100% like in love, going to get married, and Taylor just up and left. Tulsa remote can do, or if you just love LA or Baltimore or Buenos Aires, we've got people there too. What a spread.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore.
L.A. or Baltimore, you say.
Oh, Baltimore, you don't say. Not all of us move around, especially me typing this. But the fact that these folks have, it's totally okay. Because we're all adults, just make sure you have a reliable internet connection. I honestly did not think that we were going to run into this much chaos at a higher level of professional posting.
I want to know so much more about the guy who wrote this.
Yeah.
Just like, I
never want to meet this guy ever.
I don't want,
this whole thing made me not want, whoever wrote this loves improv, considers himself a writer, let's be honest. So this is a lot of information.
This is a ton.
A bit of a scribe.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around this person as real.
Sure.
Do you think everyone else here likes him in the office, or do you think he's the least favorite?
I don't know, because it's hard to tell.
No, I think this person fits in. I think this person is a part of the deal.
Do you think he really fits in, or he fits in like everyone just tolerates it?
Yeah, everyone's cool with him. I'm not saying that like they're all like bonded pals.
Are they getting beers with him after work?
Some people are.
You think so?
Somebody is.
Fuck, I don't think anybody is. I think this guy hears a lot of stories the next day about how they all got beers. And then he just kind of writes it. He's just like, oh, the gang sometimes goes out for a jovial night on the town.
He's just constantly typing about what other fun-loving people in the office are doing.
So I'm DD again, should they need me. I'm always ready to pick up the phone if you guys call, guys.
Love a good hang, especially to and from the bar.
I'll just be here.
I'm actually driving Uber. wasn't invited. Okay, well, I guess we'll round out with two things. We're going to do the crazy hour thing, and then... Oh, fuck.
Because this guy goes on for a while.
It's so... Like,
it's starting to turn into, like, song lyrics and,
we're
like...
We got to get to the salary somewhere. So, you know, let's just go straight for the salary. Basically, it says you can work wherever you want, and then it says other shit.
It's insane how much is written, though. Like, you've already scrolled...
So much.
This is the longest posting we've ever...
scrolling. Okay, so it doesn't really say the compensation, and I'm sure because this is Fuck This Place Pro, that they're not going to like give you a thing, but I will say that I was searching on Indeed for $80,000 plus.
Yeah. I mean...
Jeez. That is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, but... No.
It's a lot of hassle.
It's too much hassle for me to want the job.
Yep.
I don't really want to hang out with this guy past this. I am also bothered by how often they have mentioned in several places how flexible the schedule is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that whole paragraph about when he was jealous about everyone else going around the world was basically just about, So it makes me feel like... you're under so much stress to get the work done.
Well, I'd say that there's two things for sure that happen with like all remote work companies. It's either that they actually are legit about you managing your workload and they don't give a fuck, or there's so much work to do that it is completely impossible to do anything but work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that's it. I feel like that's the only two. Remote work is either like, we give you, you know, you have assignments, you have stuff to do. As long as enough of it gets done, we're reasonable people. It's either that or it's the flip side, which is like there's just such a ginormous
clusterfuck pile.
There's no way you could take, you know, because like I we haven't read this whole post, but I've read remote posts that are like unlimited vacation. And it's like, I worked somewhere. Like I worked at a fucking tour company that was like, it's unlimited vacation if you can ever leave here. If you can ever walk out the door before the 11th hour of your shift, by all means, take a vacation. So like the remote work is probably, it's in some cases similar. Like, your pile, as long as you manage your pile and your pile is astronomically big, I believe that's a possibility.
Yeah.
I will say, here's the deal for me. I can't obviously do this job, but there's like a couple things about it that I could fake it. Like I have just enough of a fake cheery disposition that I could get a second interview, I think. Not with this specific, like, I don't have public relations experience, but with the culture, I've done enough improv.
I feel like you could do it. Me, I'd walk in and go like,
I'm saying it would it'd kill me eventually. Like it would drain me to the
this almost superpower to put up with people's bullshit.
I do have a major superpower.
Yeah, I have the complete opposite of that. Like I just can't.
Yeah. Well, like, I have the superpower, but the problem with the superpower is it has a flip side, and it's like once the crack starts to crack, I can't put it back together again. Oh. So I have to be careful while I'm managing someone else's bullshit of like, okay, can I keep doing this or not? Because if I reach the breaking point, it's like I don't give a fuck anymore. It's over.
Yeah.
So that's the flip side to it. But that being said, whoever wrote this post, if I interview with them, they'd be like, this guy seems like a, this Chase guy seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, no, I definitely see you get a second interview. Yeah.
But again, I do not want this job.
That's kind of an interesting idea. Do you think you could get this job?
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I could.
No.
I 100% don't think that.
No, you could not.
That they would like me upon meeting me. I do not give good first impressions. I know that. I'm fine with that. But
I got fired from Whole Foods. Yep. Yeah. So,
well, Nick constantly gets feedback that he doesn't smile enough at every job. Yeah. And Jason got fired from Whole Foods because he didn't have enough hustle.
Well,
and also, and I've brought this up before. Oh. No offense, but they did think he was retarded.
Yeah,
legitimately thought he was retarded.
Dude, I would come in high as balls all the time, and like I just didn't put like I honestly think that there was a secret shopper, and I was on the cashier, and she came in, she was like, "I'm late for the airport. Where are the cashews?" I was like, why are you here if you're late for the airport getting cashews? They have those there.
They really do.
Yeah, and so like I kind of said that to her, and then she got really upset and walked away.
Dude, okay. So this is the two different tolerance for bullshit, and almost the exact same customer conundrum. I was leading a hiking tour in Griffith Park in Los Angeles, and in about 3/4 of the way through the tour, one of the guests, it's like 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I have a flight out of LAX at 6:00, which
you gotta be there now.
You gotta be there right the
fuck. You gotta be there 30. Yeah, 30 minutes ago is the preferred time.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And there's no, it's 4:30 p.m. in Los Angeles. There's no way in fuck you're gonna make it from Griffith Park to LAX. But did I give him any of that information? Absolutely not. I said, you know what, I think you should go now. You're gonna want to go now, and you might want to call your airline. Thank you. And then he left and didn't tip me. But
bitch.
But I didn't give him any sass. I just said like very kindly, I think that you need to get out of here, buddy.
Jason would have spit in his face.
Pretty much like, don't come up to me with your dumbass stuff. Like, don't be a dumbass around me. Like, I will tell you, don't get cashews when you're already late for the airport, you stupid, stupid lady.
Yeah, it's been years and Jason is still mad at that lady.
Because it was the most asinine thing you could do. You're already late for the airport.
No, you already late.
You're stopping in the busiest Whole Foods in Los Angeles.
Also, you've never been in this Whole Foods before? Like, haven't you... Like,
I worked there and didn't know where the cashews were.
But what I'm saying is, this person who's late, right? Yeah. Like, are you stopping in this Whole Food? Like, you know what I'm saying? What makes him? I've been late before, and I'd be like, okay, I'm only gonna go to the stores that I know, so I can get in and out super quick. I don't walk into like a brand. Like, I've never been into like a PetSmart before, and I'm just like, where's the Goldfish? Like, no, why the fuck would you do that? Why would you put yourself in?
She's like, I'm in scavenger hunt. Gotta go. cashews now.
That's the way it was. She came up to me with that type of energy, and I was just like, I can't deal with that, dude.
And I really hope that was the secret shopper. So
that's what I was told. I don't know if it was or not.
Jason says here you were shaking the secret shopper. Shook her by her jacket.
Okay, so fuck this place.
I couldn't get this job. Could not get this job.
Yeah, I could get a second interview, but I still wouldn't be able to hang.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next post is a lot shorter. And again, we're figuring this whole thing out, but it appears that...
Whoa, this has a picture right up and just...
That's like, how it looks. That's what it's like. It's not. It's got a Craigslist vibe to it.
Yeah.
It says help wanted, and then...
Power zone.
Before we... there's just... It's literally just... It says help wanted, and then power zone in West Hollywood, which I would guess is like a... Something related to fitness.
Yeah, I know this place. I drive by it all the time going to a different protein shop.
Okay, so it's a protein place.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay, so there's just two pictures, and one of them says now hire. It's literally just a picture of their door. So why is this not on Craigslist? And it says now hiring, and then in the text underneath it says, due to the unprecedented revelations concerning the coronavirus. I love the word.
So they
revelations.
Posted this quick.
Recently.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like recently.
Yeah, do the unprecedented.
I think it's one person said, like, I could use a little help around here. And I was like, on it.
And I'm going to use the word revelations, by the way. Okay, sorry. Due to the unprecedented revelations concerning the coronavirus, we here at, and there's the Power Zone logo / something else, capital dogs?
Yeah, it looks like something, yeah.
Feel the risks are too high to possibly jeopardize your health and our staff's health. We are therefore regrettably having to cancel our March sample Saturday event.
Oh, damn.
Fuck.
Yeah, and
this whole city's coming apart.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to make it.
No sample Saturday. And then and then again, above that sign, it says now hiring. And that's that picture. And then the other picture.
Dude,
by the way,
there's people out there starving, not getting their 1/100th of a power bar.
And then it's just a picture. Of the
Power Zone logo,
sideways.
And it's sideways. It's not wrong. Even correct.
Yeah,
and it's cut off. Like the power's not even. It looks like it says Dower Zone.
It really does. It does look like, you know, like it looks like a Facebook picture.
Well,
know?
Everybody yeah. here is probably not making like $15 an hour, and they're just like, just fucking. Take a picture of the door.
Yeah, that's what happened. Like some high up manager yeah. called in and was like, can you guys post that on Indeed? And like someone was just like, yeah, fuck this. And took yeah. a picture and then put it on Indeed.
He's like, did you do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You make sure it was in landscape? Yeah, but I put it up in portrait.
Yeah, for sure. This is pure employee spite yeah. is what this is. I hope. I really
Dude,
hope.
There's not... There's no text other than now hiring Power Zone.
Yeah, well, here's what's interesting. There's one other thing, and again, we're learning about Indeed here. It says, about this job posting, this job was submitted by another user, not the employer. These photos represent our full knowledge of the job and its availability.
Damn.
That really feels like not Indeed said that.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like
yeah.
our full knowledge? Who's
yeah.
us?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You would think that, anyway. Mm.
This is a Craigslist ad, just yeah. it's disguised.
Yeah, this is a Craigslist
Wait
ad.
Wait a minute, are you a Craigslist ad? No, no. I'm an Indeed ad.
I'm wanted.
Are you a working professional wanting to work at Power Zone?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, so...
Oh, shit. Power Zone's hiring. Power Zone's hiring. apply.
Yeah, so...
Save this job.
We got to save that one for later. You know, I don't know if we have to break this one down much further.
Yeah, there's not much else.
Due to the revelations that I have had after reading this post, I'm going to say that, number one, I'm not going to Sample Saturday. Because it's not happening.
I'm out for Sample Saturday. I will say, I think whatever this job is, I could get a second interview. I don't think I'd get hired.
Because
I feel like places like this are huge on aesthetics, especially in like West Hollywood where everyone's a bodybuilder.
Yes.
Oh, so you think you're a bodybuilder?
No, I'm saying I think I could get through the first interview because I just kind of know a fair amount about fitness.
Yeah.
But then I like the next, like the, you know, there's always like a guy that interviews you, but then there's another manager that needs to talk to you too.
Yeah.
That second manager would be like, no.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's how we're having with a sales job.
I feel like you do know a lot about fitness. Like you're in shape, but I expect you to be in much better shape. You know, like as much as you talk about fitness.
I would actually argue that
shirt off.
I've seen some abs from Nick. So like Nick's a little bit secretly swole. I would actually say that Nick is actually quite strong. But it doesn't mean you gotta have the fucking, you gotta be fully yoked.
I'm not built like an upside down triangle.
Yeah.
But I do carry crates of syrup every day.
But I would just say, I would just.
And that is.
To my apartment. That's the reason.
I would say that Nick is very well, of the three of us, definitely the most likely person to make it to that second interview and fail.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting this job.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I will get them to hook it up with a protein shake before I leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a sample.
Yeah.
In the Power Zone. Mm-hmm. You know enough about various protein powders as well. Like, I have my protein powder, but I haven't sampled multiple. You have sampled.
Yeah.
Multiple.
From when I worked at Whole Foods with Jason. Jason's only there for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
How long were you there for?
89 days.
89 days? Damn.
They fired me right before you could get unemployment.
Hey, what's up?
Guys.
What's
Nick
up, everybody?
Here.
Wanted to remind you that you can text.
Give us a shout, guys.
You
Let
can us give
know.
Us a shout in a voicemail
yeah.
or text.
470 bad jobs.
You like while you're listening to this,
yeah,
you can
right
be like,
now.
I'm listening to your fucking bumper ad
yeah.
for your own podcast.
You're at work right now. Your boss is yelling at you. And you know what? Because you're listening to this podcast, fuck your boss.
Yeah, for sure. Just start texting right
now. Yeah,
then.
Right now. Pull out your phone right now. In front of your boss, right now. Fuck him. Fuck him.
Yeah, just do
you
it.
You look him right in the eyes. You text 470 bad jobs.
And you say, I'm texting a podcast called Fuck This Place. You know who I'm texting.
And he's gonna be like, oh no.
And you know who I'm texting about?
Yeah. Please, not me.
Or he'll be like, I'm such a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
That could happen. We, you know, managers are welcome to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I don't think they'll like it, but yeah.
I don't think they're going to like it, but what if you're not a bad manager?
Uh-huh. Then I never met you.
Yeah, but either way. yeah, so, you know, you can text or again, leave a voicemail.
470-BAD-JOBS, guys. Again, 470-BAD-JOBS.
That's the way it is. So thank you so much. And back to the show?
Back to the show.
Now we're just talking about Corona stuff. On our special quarantine episode.
So let's set the stage
yes,
a little
please.
Bit. We're in Los Angeles, and I feel like LA for me has become like this. It's kind of like reflective of what's going on elsewhere, but not really there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just like when you see like places like actually like kind of coming undone over this.
Sure.
LA is not coming undone
no.
because of it, but like the idea
mm.
that it might come undone. Mm. Like people are so panicky.
Yeah, people are panicked here because like at yesterday at Trader Joe's, they were only letting 10 people at a time in,
mm-hmm.
and there was a line around
like
the block.
Like a fucking club.
You were just,
yeah.
Like you were there, you just had to take a dump.
Yeah.
Like, you were just stopping because you had a poop.
I'm trying to get the free samples of yeah, coffee. Yeah.
That's super smart. So you stood in the line?
No. I went back today when nobody was there.
Yeah. That's what
so
I did yesterday.
Everybody freaked out yesterday. Today I just went in. I'm like, oh, there's not anything here. I guess I'm eating fucking salmon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I would say, you know, Nick and I were talking briefly before the pod that, and Nick has no... frame for this a little bit, but snow day vibes, a lot of snow day vibes,
yeah,
like pre-snow
yeah.
day
yeah,
vibes
yeah.
in LA. It's just this is a town that has never had a snow day,
yeah.
But like in regular snow day, like East Coast snow day, it's just like milk and bread that sells out. Now it's just like you know, whatever.
I've also I feel like, you know, you're just constantly hearing about like places shutting down. Stand up, I've had 5 shows canceled on me now.
Well, yeah. They should cancel.
I mean, like I get that, but I'm just saying like that's like the that's the as hard as, not the, as hard, but yeah, like getting towards as hard
yeah, no,
as I've been hit by is like.
Stand-ups will do shows in front of nobody.
Yeah,
so the fact that they're willing to cancel is a
it's pretty.
Big sign.
Yeah, I mean, me and Nick did a show that you canceled on.
I refused to do.
Yeah. Because of the virus. Because
you were afraid of the virus.
Yeah.
Well,
terrified
actually,
of the virus.
You were afraid the virus was going to be there and beat
your
ass.
Put his foot down with me is what he did.
Listen, I do think it's our ethical obligation to not gather in large groups. So
yeah,
I chose to not be a part of that gathering.
Well, that's fine.
And granted, if anyone had coronavirus at that thing, and then now you guys have it, now, I mean, I'm
and,
in the same room.
You still
you.
Have it, and you don't have that $100 we all made.
Yeah. Way to go, dumbass.
Yeah, you win some, and then you lose some.
No, but it was like, particularly, like, if someone has it, everybody's getting it there, because they had too many finger foods.
What?
Yeah.
They had finger foods?
Yeah, I brought it up. I was like, why is there's a bowl of goldfish in there?
What
that
the
people,
fuck?
With no spoon, no nothing. I'm
idiots.
Like,
I was putting my face in it.
He was in there eating short ribs when I came off stage.
I was like, just licking my fingers.
Just like grazing it along.
Hey,
the
where'd you say the bathroom was again?
Yeah.
Just like walking around that house. I'm barefoot.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's real dumb. Shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I regret it. I didn't regret it because it was fun, but I was like, yeah, potential for that.
Mm-hmm.
It made me not want to do anymore for a while.
I mean, it is the smart move. You should not do it.
What's kind of funny is Jason booked me for his show before we did that show, and at the end of that show, decided he was canceling the show that he just
I didn't decide
for.
That. Look, I did. Oh, he's like, we said maybe.
Yeah.
And Because, like, we might cancel the March because it's, like, last Friday in March.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should.
But we'll see. We'll see how everybody is.
This
but
is not – I mean, I think that we got like, a month to 3 months easy.
Really? Yeah. No stand-up?
I think a month to 3 months easy of – it's all about – again, we're trying to flatten the curve here, folks. Yeah. So here's the deal. This breakout happened in China, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they solve the problem in 3 months? No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was.
Yeah, I did. I was like, I haven't done my research.
No. They have not. Right, and and like they are like Singapore is like a city state within China. Like they have their own government. Mm-hmm. They're like basically a dictatorship. But they and Hong Kong are the only two city states that have actually kept cases low, and it's through like hardcore social distancing practices, and they have not eased up on those practices right now, right? So like they're doing a good job, mm-hmm. and they haven't pulled up on the throttle. Mm-hmm. Italy, US, Spain, France, UK, mm-hmm. we're all fucked, and we still haven't throttled down on the social distancing. Yeah. So even if we enact everything right the fuck now, stick to it super hard, like it doesn't take a lot of people to fuck this up. South Korea had it really well under control. And then there were 30 patients that they had tracked. And then patient number 31 infected a fuckload of people.
Yeah, it only takes one because it's like an influenza virus.
Yes, it takes one person. So what I'm saying is consider how many...
Who was that 31st guy, do you know?
Chad. just think about how many Chad. Stupid people you know. Like, just think about how many people you know... that like are willing to go somewhere when they're sick.
Yeah, that's true.
And think about the number of people who don't have sick leave, obviously.
Yeah,
you know, like that's an astronomical number of people. But just even the people, this is the thing that fucks, this is what pisses me off so bad, is the people who do have sick leave. But just think about the number of people you know who do have sick leave that are just like, I'm sick, I'll do anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, motherfucker, fuck you. Like, this isn't about you. But the problem is, again, we're not a culture that really values the community or like the community response. Mm-hmm. So I think we're hunkering down starting like yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I
think I'm going to get it too.
Yeah.
I think I already have it.
Well, I think
I didn't mean to actually call as a punchline. I really just had to call.
That's good.
Jason is sweating like crazy.
He's been sweating this whole podcast. We have not wanted to ask him, but now's the time. I think that also statistically, like it's going to like pass through everybody.
Yeah.
So I do believe I'm going to get it. I have asthma, so I have some concerns about that. Uh-huh. Like I had the flu one time, like a regular flu, and it was fucking brutal. Like if you've never had the flu.
I got it last year, and it was like the worst thing that's ever happened.
It cuts you off at the knees.
It can kill you too. For sure. Like I had a friend die, like he just had the flu and just... Didn't feel good one day, woke up.
And the big concern here, in case people are not up to date, is overwhelming our healthcare system because we do not have, like every hospital has like 10% free capacity because every hospital runs on money. All they want is to, it's like they run a fucking hotel. Yeah. So they want to have at least 70% occupancy in order for them to make money off of the real estate that they're on. Mm-hmm. Like people are paying rent. And so, if we hit a certain point, we'll just run out of beds for people. And that's exactly what has happened in Italy. And we are doing nothing but mirroring them.
Yeah.
Do you think
I do a lot of reading Medium?
Do you think you'll die when you get it?
No.
But
I do think I'm gonna be fucked up. Mm-hmm. I'm
gonna let it take me. You might fight through it, not me.
Jason's gonna go walk into the ocean after it gets him.
Yeah,
I'm not waiting. Yeah. Like that guy in the zombie movie who kills himself even though like the zombies haven't gotten to him yet. You mean like there's still maybe some hope, but he's like, no, it's fine.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, I'm not getting gnawed on. I had the flu last year, Bye.
when Jason first moved here, we went to the West Side Comedy Theater in Santa Monica, mm-hmm. and then me and him went to the beach after because it's right there. Mm-hmm. And Jason just like looked out, was just like looking out into the water. And I like to imagine that when he gets, he's gonna go do the same.
That same
like,
spot.
That same
oh,
spot.
Oh yeah.
And then he's just gonna go like say, just let it take him.
I would.
Married to the sea. Married to the sea.
I think, because the flu fucks me up, too. It's put me in the hospital before.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's a nasty.
The flu is bad.
That's
like, fucking
and this
brutal. Is worse than that.
So I think I'll survive, but I think I'll look different. Mm. Like, I think I'll be skinnier.
You're gonna limp for the rest of your
yeah,
life?
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll fuck me up pretty bad. Yeah.
You'll end up getting polio or something, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, how'd you get chicken pox off this?
I don't know. I got a bad case of it.
Lifelong chicken pox.
Oh, like. You guys ever get that COVID where it gives you chicken pox too?
Well, did you hear about the guy who's like, he's been in 40 days quarantine still testing positive?
Yeah. What a loser.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is yeah. like, that's, I mean, again, that's the thing is like the numbers, man, you know, mm-hmm. if you've got like just one death, that yeah. means it's like if you see a cockroach in your kitchen, you don't have a cockroach.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a
yeah.
cockroach problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I may, there's a chance I may not get it, but why not prep for getting
it? Like the thing is, I wonder about me because my day job has me driving literally all over LA. Like
yeah.
I'll go from Palisade Village down to Thai Town up to Pasadena.
Yeah, you're a vector
like,
at the minimum.
But I'm always alone. Is like the thing. It's like
right.
I'm just like one guy in like a van just driving back
yeah,
and forth.
Yeah, but you pass between like
that's what I'm saying. Like that's why I'm not sure.
In your somebody could cough in your window and you take that shit to Pasadena.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could be the apocalypse.
Yeah.
I could be the harbinger of doom.
Yeah, patient 31.
Oh.
In South Korea.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's coughing all over Chad. The maple uh-huh. syrup.
All right, I'll show
you
LA.
It's always maple syrup.
Why not?
He delivers syrups for like coffee shops.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, like
vanilla syrups.
Oh, that's not as cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really like. Ah, yeah. Man.
When I think of syrup, like heavy syrup,
yeah, you
I think
of
like,
maple.
That explains why you're not as buff as you.
You think it's
because I'm not even of maple syrup?
No, it's because you're not carrying barrels of maple syrup. Is like what I thought. You're just carrying
like a lumberjack.
Yeah,
in the
just
Vermont
vanilla
Northwoods.
Vanilla water is basically what you're carrying.
That's true.
It's a lot of vanilla water.
Yeah.
It's very thick vanilla water. Mm. Yeah, it's not going to be great. It's not going to be good.
How long?
Yeah.
How long do you think stand-up's going to be gone?
Because
stand-up is gone.
It's
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, it's like literally
live
that barbecue was probably the last set I'll do for a while.
I agree. I'm supposed to go on the road at the end of the month, and I have pretty well-paying show up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just messaged the booker the other day and just been like, hey, just shoot me straight. I'd like to try to get my money back for my flight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she hasn't gotten back to me, but I'm just like, there's no fucking
that's
way.
That's end of March, right?
What's that?
End of March?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah
and it's
no,
just like,
no
it's like
way,
there's
dude.
No way this is going to happen, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why... yeah, I mean, fucking...
I've never seen a panic like this before over anything.
Well, it's because we've never seen something like this before.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't like... Like, there is this... so I work at a university, and there's, like, a student worker who works in my office. And, you know, we have several student workers. And one of them was, like, they're about to go on break, and they're going to be remote for at least the next month. But, like, in all likelihood, they'll be remote through the end of the year. Because, like, again, all these other universities are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'll be gone or whatever. And then he just, like, got real quiet. And he was like, has this ever happened before?
Oh, wow.
Because he's like, you forget. He's, like, fucking 18.
Yeah.
And I was like... I laughed real loud in his face, and then I was like, no, dude, no. Like, this is your 9/11, but it's going to last for, like, 6 months.
Yeah. I, one thing that's been very surprising to me is, like, that one thing this has shown me is how unwilling some people are to wash their hands.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, insane. Mm. Like, I was talking to a buddy of mine who's, like, it's crazy how many just, like, coronavirus deniers there are.
Yes.
Like, it's just, like, insane. Like, yeah. Like, you know, I was just saying, like, yeah, you know, because I'm not personally afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Like we say, if I
Nick's
get...
never afraid.
I'm just not. So it's like... So, but I'm just like...
I welcome death.
But it's like... But it's like... I'm just like... If it gets me, it gets me. Whatever, whatever. The thing is... I'm not stupid either. I wash my hands more carefully now. I just try not to touch as much
shit. Yeah.
And then... I'll say that to my buddy of mine. He was just like, he hit me with that, like, don't you know that the flu kills more people? It's just like, just wash your fucking hands.
Yeah, but the flu's around every year the same amount. This one keeps escalating. Yeah, and you stupid fuck.
Yeah, it's correct.
And it's like, okay, who do you know that has the flu? And then you tell them, fuck it, go out and live your life. They fucking stay home.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
The thing.
Yes, yes, correct.
And it's, you know, someone who's got the flu, do you go and sit with them and hang out? No, you stay away from them too. So what's so crazy about telling people to do that?
Yeah, yeah, correct. Yeah.
It's like, not, just that's fucking the thing, wash your hands.
That's the thing that blows my fucking mind. It's just like, why not be
wash
a little nice?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, wash your feet, please. Yeah. Bathe would be nice. What are you all like? I mean,
what do you think this is going to do for haircuts?
Anyone have any? I cut my own hair, dude. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
If anyone needs one. We'll talk
no,
about it.
I think I'll pass.
Fair. Yeah. Super fair.
I've seen some of your screw up.
Hey, before. All right. You know, that's the thing. You win some, you lose some.
When you see Chase wear a hat, he fucked up one night, got drunk and shaved his head.
I typically just let it go. I'm like, it's going to look good in a week.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's like, it'll look all right in a week.
One time you shaved it super low on the sides and like it was crazy looking.
It was creepy low. Yeah. It was Hitler, it was like Hitler Youth low.
It really did. I was like, my God. I thought he had a swastika tattooed on his back.
It's not good. Do you guys have any quarantine tips? What do you got?
I got nothing.
I got nothing. Like, you know what? Yeah. The internet in my apartment is so fucking bad that I'm
really?
Like, I'm just really bummed. I think I have like old modem, old router or something that. And so I'm trying
to replace my router this week.
Oh, see, I got a new one. I just haven't set it up yet. But I'm just like.
Sounds like the internet's your fault then.
Yeah. But it doesn't make it any less bad. I'm just saying.
You can
like,
solve that problem, Nick. Quit complaining.
But what I'm saying is just like. I was like, oh, I guess I don't really play video games as much anymore.
Sure.
And I'm like, no, sounds like I'm getting real back into video games coming up here.
Yeah, I don't have a we have a Wii here. Uh-huh. Well, that's the only quarantine tip we have. And this has been...
Stock up on your weed because it's going to get lonely.
I was actually talking to a friend and she was like, you going stir crazy yet? And I was like... No, I mean, I had to work remote for like a whole year last year. It wasn't a great job, but I did do it. And I feel like the one thing that is super helpful having worked remote is I know where the line is for what I require in order to be in my apartment for hours and hours and hours. You know what I mean? Like, here's what it takes to do that. You know, like, I need this much outside time versus this much in time. I need this much active time versus this much dicking around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like I have that pretty well done.
I hate being in my apartment. Like, sure. All the time. Yeah. So I just go on walks constantly.
I mean, walks are great.
Do you think they're going to let us walk?
Yes.
Like 6 months?
I'll tell you what, I've been on the internet a lot in the last week just fucking boning up on this whole situation. There's this guy in Italy who was doing like he had like this selfie cam on and someone had cut it into like, here's what it's like in Italy. And he was like just sort of describing how it was. But you were allowed to walk outside, run outside. Like you could be on individualized, you can't play basketball, for instance, because that's like too close. But like you could ride your bike or you could, you know, run or walk your dog. If you, like a lot of the stores were only one person at a time. So like you can go into this butcher shop, but it's one person because it's Italy. It's they all have butcher shops. Or like barber, same thing. Like you can have one person at a time in each of these establishments.
Oh, I did just see there's a comic, Fernando Ramos Sosa. He's a barber, and he just before we started the pod, he said, "I'm only doing appointments only."
Yeah, dude.
Like,
no
like
walk-ins.
No walk-ins, and he said something. I think he said something about the appointments are very spread far apart.
Right. So people are adapting.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is I think that certain things will continue to some degree or another. But I mean, eventually, like they very well may say that. Like all these non-essential things are gonna close, but like in Italy, I think he even said like some restaurants were open for lunch but not dinner, and
it's like weird curfew stuff that they've got around there.
Why? Because like coronavirus is going, it's out in the daytime.
It's just reducing activity overall. You just say like during daylight hours, it's fine, and we all know what's going on and where we are. And once night comes, everyone should kind of settle down and do
I mean, if people are out at bars like drinking
That's
and throwing up, and
you're way less likely to get wasted, you know, and around a million people at 3 in the afternoon. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows what's gonna happen.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're going to keep putting out episodes of Fuck This Place.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing me and Chase committed on until one of us is dead.
And then I'll take their place.
and then take this podcast straight onto the ocean.
You know what? We should ask the folks at home to send in their coronavirus stuff.
Yeah, if you got
not the coronavirus itself, please don't. Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious because I know that you know, people. I think it's just, you know, one thing that's super fucked that just sucks so much is people who don't have paid sick leave.
Yeah.
Or
I've used up all my sick time.
Okay, good.
But I have the Aflac insurance, so if I get coronavirus, I'm going straight to the hospital, and they're paying for everything.
Oh, baby.
So I'm glad
I'm going right to that cot just outside the hospital. That's all they got for me. I'm covering all the cots.
I'm just going to be eating Jell-O, looking out the window at Nick, just being you poor bastard.
People don't have sick leave. People don't have insurance. Like, that fucking sucks. But yeah, like, whatever you're doing to cope with coronavirus, like, are you still working? Are you still not? You can text us, 470-BAD-JOBS. You got nothing better to do. Really.
Are you working remotely?
I'm working remote, yeah.
Yeah, I have to start on Tuesday working remote.
I can go into the office because I have an office job, but and I might have to a little bit because my wife is also about to work remote. And as longtime listeners of the pod know, we are recording in the studio, aka the studio apartment. And so two people working remotely inside one studio apartment might be challenging. So we're going to have to figure that out.
But they're up in Spectrum, like tuck the bandwidth
limits off. That's
smart. The limits off.
Well, it's really not about that as much as like she has to be on the phone a lot.
Yeah.
And also kind of so do I. And it would be bad if the people that my wife had to be on the phone with could like be interrupted by the sound of me being on the phone. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But
maybe
I don't know.
Yeah, you should set her up over here and you over there, wall distance.
Yeah, I used to do calls in the closet when I worked remote. I swear to fucking God, I would get up at 6 in the morning and I'd make my stupid fucking sales calls for hours and you
get
on
nowhere.
A tie.
You, go
you should have made it look like an old timey phone booth. he's dressed as Superman.
See you later, slick. But yeah, so we've done that before, and like that's doable. But it does get real warm in that closet. Like,
yeah,
it's not a big closet. So yeah, we're gonna try and work remote together this week, and I'm just super grateful that I can do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're dealing with shit like Texas, we'll read it. We got nothing better to do.
Yeah, nothing going on.
And neither do you. Not what? You. the person who's about to text us. 470-BAD-JOBS.
Yeah, go for it.
Jason, where can people find you on the internet?
On the internet. at Jason Webb on everything.
Jason Webb, just to be
clear.
Yeah,
it's you, three H's, Jason Webb.
Yeah. All right, well, fuck this place.
Fuck this place.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Don't forget to share the podcast and subscribe. Sharing is great. Also, if you hear anything in the background, that's my wife doing dishes. Big shout out. We're in quarantine mode, so fucking get it together. Again, we're thinking about you all. If you have any stuff going on, don't forget you can always text 470-BAD-JOBS. We're here. Stay safe. I think that's it. Bye for now.
Fuck this coronavirus.